We were discussing the Malacha of Hotzah. Good. So yesterday we went through some basics of this Malacha, including some basic definitions of the different Rishuyos that we have on Shabbos. We have a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim and a Carmelist, right? Sounds familiar?
Yeah, yes.
Let me ask you a question. What's the status of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelist? From a Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim. From Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelist. From Rishus HaRabim to a Malkum Turin. Mutter v'gamri. Completely mutter. From a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. What about from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid? The Rabbanan, unless you make a Eruv Chatzeres. Okay, very good. So let us discuss what goes into making Eruvin. Okay? As we mentioned yesterday, in order to make an Eruv, what we call an Eruv, to allow you to carry outside, so you need to do two things. What are the two things you need to do?
Surround it.
Number one, you need to make the whole area into a Rishus HaYochid. And in addition, what else do you need to do?
Get by a box of matzah.
You need to do the Eruv Chatzeres. Because it's a Rishus HaYochid. Even once you make it into Rishus HaYochid, it's a Rishus HaYochid, which is for many people. It's not a Yuchid for one person or for one household. So you need to do the Eruv Chatzeres. Very good.
Can the Eruv Chatzeres be anywhere inside the Rishus?
Anywhere inside the Rishus. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's discuss the actual workings of an Eruv. So we mentioned that le'alacha, you can only make an Eruv in an area that is defined as a Carmelis. If you're talking about an area that's actually defined as a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, it does not become Rishus HaYochid. It does not become permitted to carry there unless you actually surround it with wall. Or primarily with wall. Actual wall.
Not like a string
okay.
And
lucky in Babel. Yeah, that does not work for Rishus HaRabim. No way. Only for a Carmelis.
Wait, wall works?
A wall. Once you surround it with a wall, it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore.
What if the whole city?
It's a walled city. And the gates are locked at night. So then it's a Rishus HaYochid. The whole thing is Rishus HaYochid.
Like Yerushalayim.
Yeah. If they would.
There's no Eruv outside of the.
Like talking about the old city of Yerushalayim. The gates are not locked. There's no gates. It's open.
We'll find Masharim.
There's no gates anywhere. There's my neighborhood. We don't have any
completely like gates. There. They
okay, but what we do have.
Some neighborhoods do.
What we do have, though, which as you mentioned, is that there are places which are largely surrounded by wall. And then all you need to do is just fill in the blanks, okay? Fill in the gaps. So if it's a break that's less than 10 amos, you don't even need to fill it in. You don't even need to fill it in as long as it's omed merube al haparetz. That means it's mostly filled in and the gaps are less than 10 amos. You're good to go. However, let's say it's not mostly filled in with wall, or let's say the gaps are more than 10 amos. So a modern-day Eruvin use is the innovation of the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? Can you erase this? Okay, thank you. A Tzuras HaPesach. What is a Tzuras HaPesach? A Tzuras HaPesach literally is a doorway. We make doorways, and that's part of your wall. Just like in a real wall, you have doorways. So too, in your wall around your city, you can have a doorway. So open up to Shin Samech Beis Sif Yud. Shin Samech Beis Sif Yud. Okay. Shin Samech Beis Sif Yud. And I'll just tell you in advance that a Tzuras HaPesach has three components. It's called Kone Mikan. Vikona Mikan, Vikona Al Gabeyev. Okay, you have one post on one side, one post on another side, and a post that goes over them, and that is the Tzuras HaPesach. Let's understand a little bit better what the Tzuras HaPesach can be used for, and what it is comprised of. Yes.
It's what's the difference between that and having, let's say, a wall that's open.
Okay, yeah. So let's look together. Let's look together in Shulchan Aruch and we'll discuss further. Okay? So Shin Samach Beis Seif Yud. Avram, do you have the Mishnah Berurah?
No.
Okay, maybe next time bring one from the Beis Medrash. But in the meantime, looks like Ellie's sharing with you. So read for us Seif Yud. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch here says if you make a tzuras pesach even for a gap more than 10 amos, you're good to go. That's fine. In fact, even if you just stick four posts in the ground and connect all four of them with string on top, so the whole thing, the entire mechitzas on all four sides is just comprised of tzuras pesach. It's one big tzuras pesach on each side. That's all each side is comprised of. That still counts as a mechitza, and you can carry in between. Continue on. Dayorin. Okay, continue on. Ula Harambam. Okay, now the Rambam here is more machmir. The Rambam says that a tzuras ha-pesach does not work for a gap larger than 10 amos unless it is omed merube al aparutz. What does that mean? Omed merube al aparutz? Omed merube al aparutz means that the mechitzos are mostly filled in. Okay, the 51% of the circumference is actual filled in, it's actual wall, as opposed to just Tzuras HaPesach. This is a major, major dispute, and as you see, the Mechaber here quotes both opinions. The first opinion he quotes is presumably the one that he passes like, which is that the Tzuras HaPesach works even if it's not Omer Merubah Al Paretz, even if it's more than 10 Amos. However, quotes the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah here writes in Nun Tes, come ahead, read Nun Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends being Machmer for the opinion of the Rambam. So yet again, just to fill in further detail, sometimes you see people saying, oh, this is an Erev, I hold by this Erev, I don't hold by that Erev. You have Erevs, and then you have Mahadran Erevs, etc. I'm serious.
Yeah, my city, where I'm from, the citywide Erev is very contentious where I'm from, among many of the religious Jews, because it cuts through, among other things, it cuts through an area where there's no house, where there's nothing there, it's like forest area. It also cuts through.
That is pretty good reason for it to be contentious. We haven't seen that yet, but that's a pretty good reason for it. But another reason that sometimes you have different types of Erevin, so is this issue. Many, many Erevin rely on the first opinion quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's not mostly filled in, it's parutz merubah al ha'omed, you can do tzuras ha-pesachs, and even if they're more than 10 amos apart, that's acceptable. So for example, every city in Israel has an Erev around it. The vast majority of them, it's not Omer Merubah Al HaParutz. It's Tzuras HaPesach. They take poles, they stick them in the ground, they take another pole, 50 feet later, and they put a wire across, and that's it. So, according to the Rambam, that's not good. According to the Rambam, if it's more than 10 amos apart, it only works if it's Omer Merubah Al HaParutz. So then you'll have, sometimes it's for real halachic reasons, and sometimes it's just politics. They have sometimes, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you have like the citywide Eruv, and then subgroup within the city will say, oh, we don't hold by that, and they'll make like their own so-called Mahajan Eruv. Yeah. Okay, so even on this block, you have it. Okay, there's an Eruv around Beit Shemesh, and then in different neighborhoods around Beit Shemesh, there are so-called Mahajan Eruvs. In this block, in Nachal Ein Gedi, there is one. I don't know if you ever noticed it.
Yeah, down the steps, there's like I said, there's a pole.
Maybe we'll take a tour of it. What's that?
What is it?
They made their own little area in this area, that has more chumras.
With strangle with the
yeah,
wall.
We'll see. You'll see. You'll see what it is. Yeah.
What do you mean more than 10 hours apart?
If the kana over here and the kana over there and the kana agabeim, so if that area of the tzuras haPesach is more than 10 amos, approximately 15 feet.
Doesn't hold. You can make a square with the four holes.
The Rambam. No, I mean, it depends how big it is.
It's less than 10 amos.
He says it works as long as it's not 10 amos apart. According to Rambam, you could do just Tzuras HaPesach all the way around. They just have to have a new kone every 9 amos.
It's not really
okay, which is much, yeah, which is a pole, which is obviously much more labor intensive and gets in the way of things and, you know, a lot harder to work out. I heard a rumor that here in Beit Shemesh, so there was a Rav who passed away last year, 2 years ago, Rav Spector. So he was a big figure in the city, Major Talmid Chacham. So I heard that he was in charge of the Eruv around Beit Shemesh. I heard that he was involved, actually managed to pull strings and affect the actual planning of the entire city and made sure that around the whole city it's only Merubala parts, it's a lot of walls. Like sections of wall around Beit Shemesh. Okay, if you don't understand how this works, Bli Nedar will take a tour of the Ein Gedi, Nachal Ein Gedi, or at least a partial tour of the Nachal Ein Gedi Eruv, and we'll look. You'll see what I mean. Okay,
see
what I mean. Yeah.
So for Mahadran Eruv, is it always Omin Ruba
Al-Aparat? Listen, there's no such official standard for what Mahadran Eruv means. Okay, everyone who puts up their Eruv, they call whatever they want and they make up their own standard.
I'm saying, fine, for Nachal Ein Gedi.
It's Omin Ruba, yeah.
So you're saying our street.
Okay, we'll see. I'll show you outside. Yes, I'll show you outside.
What if the poles are bent? So where does it start from the bottom or like the top?
Okay.
Ooh, what a
question. The poles are bent.
They're on a slant.
Okay, very good. So, in order to answer that question, let's look at Sif Yud Aleph. Okay?
What are you, cheating?
Sif Yud Aleph. He's got the pictures and everything. Right over there.
There's words next to the pictures.
This one.
Okay. All right. Avram Pinchas. Read for us Sif Yud Aleph. That's what we mentioned, that it's a post on one side, on the other side, and then something that goes across and connects them. Continue on. So this is a very important detail. The kana mikanu mikan do not have to go all the way up to the kana al gabeya. It could be like this. Kana al gabeya. That is absolutely acceptable. It does not need to go all the way up. As long as this is a height of at least 10 tefachim. And as long as this kon al gabeya directly overhangs the kon mikan and mikan umikan.
Is there a maximum space you have in between there?
No, there's no maximum space. This is a rule that we mentioned yesterday, which it comes up in Hilchos Sukkah as well, called good asik, which means we view the mechitza as continuing up.
But it has to be exactly under. It
has to be exactly under. Oh, as Avi can tell us.
The drop weights. So cool.
Okay. So there is a question. What does it mean when we say it has to be directly under? Does that mean al pi riyas bnei adam? Or like you have to use tool, you have to use like a laser to see if it's. That is machlekes. That's what they do in Memphis. Is they use the.
Very good.
So I'll just give you a practical application of this. Rabbi Isaac. I'll give you a practical application of this. In many communities in America, so in America, they're a few years behind Israel, as you know, in advancement. So they haven't yet come up with the idea of electric wires underneath the ground. So therefore, what's that? Except for Memphis. But therefore, they lose power all the time. They have a storm, everything goes down, they lose power. Yeah, they already have it underground.
Well, I mean, you'd have to take all the poles down and then put
one. Yeah, no,
it's,
okay.
Bigger cities,
I understand.
Like that. All the storm cities, like in Florida.
In any event,
new cities can do it. Yeah.
New cities. That's why we have an energy storm, because everything's new.
New York City's also.
But in America, they don't have it. So what it does, it is convenient. It actually is convenient for everyone, because they use the telephone wires or the electric wires as Tzuras HaPesach. You have a pole here, pole there, wire goes over, Tzuras HaPesach. Problem is...
Tasim
and Asi? There's no new Tasim and Asi.
It's your far part.
That's only by mitzvahs where it says the Lashon Asiya.
Ah.
Okay? So, the problem is like this. Apparently, I have not checked this out. I never noticed this. But apparently, a lot of times the electric wires, the telephone wires, do not go directly over the pole.
No, they go on the side.
They're from the side.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, they will attach a board or something to the side of the telephone pole so that the wire directly overhangs that. It'll be a little wider than the telephone pole. It doesn't go nearly all the way up to the pole. It doesn't matter. That's good asset. That's what we saw right over here in Shulchan Aruch. And then you can use electric wires or the telephone wires or whatever it is for your Tzuras HaPesach, and this makes it much easier to have everything. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just use the existing infrastructure and make whatever adjustments are necessary in order for it to count as a Tzuras HaPesach.
You can use the wire itself.
Absolutely. Wire, yeah, sure.
You have to put up your own...
Yeah, the wire actually is better than this. The little tiny stringies they put up for the Erevin are very weak.
When the wire was
the electric
up,
wires are very strong.
No,
it doesn't have to be Kavana. All you need to do is create a Mechitza. It's a Mitzias issue. It has nothing to do with Kavana.
Fine, so when does it become an Erevin?
It becomes an Erev when it meets the physical criteria of the Mechitza.
Bullshit. If you live in a walled city and you move into the walled city,
there's
if
no
you live in the walls, then necessarily have Kavana, oh, this is going to be a great Erev of the walls around the
There's house. No bracha on Asiyas Mechitzos to make something to Rishus HaYochim. There's no bracha. It's not a mitzvah. There is a bracha on the Erev Hatzeros.
Right.
That there is. But just the actual Mechitzos, there's no bracha on that. It's a reality. Either you have it or you don't have it. Okay, so they use the existing infrastructure.
So you can basically use it once you notice it's there.
As soon as you do an investigation, you check around, you look around. There's going to be some things you need to fill in probably here and there. You may need to put up that little pole on the side of the little thing on the side of the pole. And once you have it, you can use it. Okay, there are questions you need to figure out, right? What if the wire sags a little? How much sag is too much sag? Okay, as we said, as I already mentioned yesterday, the details are very complex and this has to be done by experts. You had a question?
So, for Kanamikan, Vikanamikan, everyone agrees it needs to be 10 tefachim?
10 tefachim. The Kana on the sides only needs to be 10 tefachim high.
And now in the Kana Agabein, that's the Machlokas?
It's not Machlokas.
How long it needs to be?
It has to go from one to the other.
But it can't be
going
from
one to
the opposite. Oh, tell you, that's what you mean. Okay, yeah. No, the space between the two Kanas. That's what we discussed. It can be more than 10 amos. If it's Paros, Merube, Alma,
there's
the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, yeah.
If someone owns a small island.
Owns a small island.
This is a little bit backwards.
Yes, sir.
Rishus Yachid. Is that considered Rishus Yachid?
No, it doesn't go by ownership. Okay, again, you have to have the Mechitzos. Rishus HaYachid has specific definition in Halacha. You have to have the Mechitzos.
Sure.
Keep in mind that in the olden days, countries were owned by the king. It was his personal property. Everything was his personal property. The whole world was personal property of somebody, practically. That's the way it was considered. It didn't matter. The Islam or Shusha Yaqar or Shusha Rabbim, according to the definitions that we discussed here. Okay? If it is Nimsar the Rabbim, that people, the Rabbim walk there, and it meets certain physical criteria that we discussed yesterday, so that has Din or Shusha Rabbim. If it has other criteria, so it means that's considered Rishus HaYochid. Okay. There is a question, how strong does it need to be? So continue on, and we're in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. Who's reading for us? Go ahead.
Bim Chiber HaKana, Elyon Lishnei HaKanim Olecha Mehen, Netzad. Lo Mahane V'tzarek Sheyiv HaKanim Shebatzavim Chazakim Kabal Delas Koshel Afilu Shel Kach O Shel Kanim Abal Kane She'al Gaban.
Okay, so the Psak in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. That although its Tzuras HaPesach needs to basically match the Tzura, the shape, the form of a real Tzuras HaPesach that one would use in building, But physically, in terms of the strength involved, so it does not need to be all that strong. This was a dispute, but here is with the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. The kone on the sides need to be strong enough to hold up a light door. But the kone al gabeyem does not need to sagi b'choshu. It's enough no matter what, no matter how strong it is. That's why you see the men, modern day Erevin, they use this thin string to go. What's that?
Is it called like fishing string?
Fishing string, okay.
Fishing line.
Whatever it is. So it's not very strong, but that's sufficient. What's that? And they use metal wire. I think that they don't necessarily use metal wire here.
No, it's plastic.
It's plastic. I think it's plastic. Okay, you know what? Let us... I want to show you this facts on the ground. Let's take a little teal. Let's take an Eruv teal. Okay?
We got 10 minutes.
Just back. We only got a few minutes. Here we go. What's that?
We're coming back now.